Welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by. With the Meltones from 1960. And the Cole Porter number, What Is This Thing Called Love? Which was written by Cole Porter back in the 20s, introduced in the stage musical Wake Up and Dream. And it opens this morning's program. We're going to be celebrating, you guessed it, the music of Cole Porter. We're going to hear a selection of songs written by this very gifted composer and lyricist, songs for which he wrote both the lyrics and the music, and that's a bit of a rarity amongst songwriters. So it's not surprising that the words and the tunes just fit together perfectly. Well, the lyrics are witty, they're elegant, and the tunes are catchy and delightful. The result is a product, well, it had perennial appeal, and his songs are still being performed 70 years later. Well, a lot of his songs were written for the theatre. I think at his peak he was producing a musical a year. And a lot were also featured in films, and we're going to hear a tiny selection of them this morning. Well, we started with a fairly, for the programme that is, recent recording of one of the Cole Porter numbers, and we're going to go back, way back to 1929 and 1930 for our next two numbers. Listen to some of the early work on Cole Porter. And we will start in 1929 with the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra. And they're going to bring us a number from the musical Paris, which opened on Broadway in 1928. And the song, I'm sure you've heard it, Let's Do It, Let's Fall in Love. And who's doing the singing on this one but a rather young Bing Crosby. I think he was about 26 at the time. So this is before that legendary career got started. He and the Dorsey boys do a fine job of Let's Do It. Then we're going to go to the following year, to 1930, to a number that Cole Porter wrote for the musical The New Yorkers, and that opened on Broadway in 1930. And like Let's Do It, this one's a very fine example of Cole Porter and his very witty, funny lyrics. It's not one of his more famous songs, but it's kind of fun. I've listened to it before and I kind of enjoy it. So we're going to hear Emil Coleman and his orchestra bring us the number I'm Getting Myself Ready for You. And Smith Ballou is going to be providing the lyrics on this one. We'll start with Bing Crosby and the Dorsey Brothers. Let's Do It.
Thank you. turkey legs. With corned beef hash, I'm all through. 'Cause I'm getting myself ready for you. I'll never stoop to onion soup, and pork and beans are taboo. 'Cause I'm getting myself ready for you. To be sure of being worthy of you, dear, in every way, I'm building a perfect physique. And beside which I want you to holler hooray when first you see me in my soldier's peak. If you still feel I need a meal, I'll risk an olive or two. But I'm getting myself ready for you.
Want to hear the latest in jazz, or maybe some of the greats from the past? Tune in to In Transition with Randy McElligott every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. on CHUO FM 89.1, coming to you from the University of Ottawa.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're broadcasting from the University of Ottawa, and this morning we are celebrating the music of Cole Porter, one of the great songwriters from days gone by. Wrote both the music and the lyrics for his songs, and songs that are still being performed today. They've been recorded by just about everyone. We just heard two early examples of his work, and fine examples of both that wonderful melody and syncopation, as well as those delightfully witty lyrics. Both featured in Broadway shows in the 20s and 30s. We heard Bing Crosby, Let's Do It, accompanied by the Dorsey Brothers, and the orchestra of Emile Coleman with I'm Getting Myself Ready for You, sung by Smith Ballou. Well, as I said, we're celebrating the work of Cole Porter this morning. We have a tiny selection from his immense repertoire to enjoy this morning. Well, he was, of course, a very urbane and witty composer. Excuse me. He began life in Indiana, in the town of Peru, born there on 9th of June, 1891. Well, he showed his musical talent very early on, and in particular his gift for songwriting, that amazing ability to blend words, rhyme, and melody, the style that he was to develop and to define in his career. Well, he was still in his teens, no, in his 20s, sorry, he took off for Paris, and he spent the 1920s on the grand tour of Europe, leading a pretty charmed existence, and then returned to the U.S. in 1929, where he settled in New York and got going on his songwriting career in earnest, and for which we are truly grateful. Well, we've got three more songs from this wonderful composer just coming up, and we're going to listen to some later recordings of his work. And we'll hear next from the lovely crooner Buddy Clark. He recorded a lot of Porter numbers, and one in 1947, which was You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To. And that was featured in the film Something to Shout About, and it actually was one of the nominations for the Oscar in 1943 for Best Original Song. It didn't win, unfortunately, but it's a lovely song, and oh, so many different people have recorded it, but we'll hear the version by Buddy Clark this morning. Then we'll hear Ella Fitzgerald. She, of course, did songbooks for most of the great composers, and Cole Porter was definitely among those songbooks. So we have a wealth of material recorded by Ella from this wonderful songwriter. We're going to hear a number from the Broadway musical Anything Goes. In fact, actually, we're going to feature several numbers from that musical this morning. It opened on Broadway in 1934 and spawned a number of very, very famous songs, one of them being You're the Top. And Al is going to bring that to us this morning with the orchestra of Buddy Bregman. And then we're going to go to 1948 to that wonderful crooner Frank Sinatra. He, too, of course, recorded many, many Cole Porter numbers. And in that year, he recorded a number from the smash Broadway hit Kiss Me, Kate, a Porter musical based on The Taming of the Shrew, written by Shakespeare. It opened on Broadway in 1948 and had some wonderful songs, one of which Frank will bring to us this morning, Why Can't You Behave? And we'll start off with Buddy Clark and You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To.
Sang a lullaby, you'd be all that I could desire. Under stars chilled by the winter, under an August moon burning above, you'd be so nice, you'd be paradise to come home to and love. The breeze on high sang a lullaby, you'd be all that I could desire. Under stars that are chilled by the winter, under an August moon burning above, you'd be so nice, you'd be paradise to come home to.
The top, you're the Louvre Museum, you're a melody from a symphony by Strauss, you're a Bendel bonnet, a Shakespeare sonnet, you're Mickey Mouse, you're the Nile, you're the Tower of Pisa, you're the smile on the Mona Lisa. I'm a worthless check, a total wreck, a flop. But if, baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top. top. You're Mahatma Gandhi, you're the top. You're Napoleon Brandy, you're the purple light of a summer night in Spain. You're the National Gallery, you're Crosby's salary, you're cellophane. You're sublime, you're a turkey dinner, you're the time of the Derby winner. I'm a toy balloon that is fated soon to pop. But if baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top.
You behave Oh, why can't you behave after all the things you told me and those promises that you gave? Oh, why can't you behave? Why can't you be good? And do just as you should. Won't you turn that new leaf over so your baby can be your slave? Oh, why can't you behave? There's a farm I know near my old hometown. Where we two can go and try settling down. There I'll care for you forever, 'cause you're all in the world I crave. But baby, why can't you behave? I said I'll care for you forever, 'cause you're all in the world I crave. But why can't you behave? Baby, I'm all confused.
Bridgehead is celebrating a decade of serving great coffee and tea to the Ottawa community. Bridgehead supports small-scale farmers by offering 100% fairly traded and organic coffees and teas. Their commitment to social responsibility means grower families receive more money for their coffee, and cooperatives receive more money for special projects chosen by the community. Bridgehead wants to thank you for your support over the past decade and looks forward to serving you a tasty coffee, tea, and freshly baked good at one of their 12 Ottawa locations.
What's with that debit card up your schnoz?
I'm paying ATM fees through the nose.
Why don't you check the back, Jack?
Check what?
Check the back of your debit card for the exchange logo. Here, let me get that. See? You're already a member.
I had no idea.
The exchange is your ticket to no-fee withdrawals, deposits, PIN changes, and more at over 2,300 ATMs across Canada. Get the ATM locator app at keepyourchange.ca. You want this back up your nose?
I'll use the exchange.
Keep your change. Use the exchange.
Welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO. We're on your dial at 89.1 FM. University of Ottawa is where we are coming from. And my name is Stephanie Robinson, and this morning we are celebrating the work of one of the greatest of the popular songwriters, Cole Porter. And an immense repertoire of wonderful music he produced for Broadway and Hollywood. We're hearing a tiny selection of it this morning. You just heard three songs. We heard first from Buddy Clark and You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To. Ella Fitzgerald brought us You're the Top from her songbooks from 1956. And Frank Sinatra from 1948, Why Can't You Behave? Well, in the 1930s, Cole Porter was approaching the peak of his songwriting career, and it was a peak that went on for quite a while, by the way. He maintained it throughout the next three decades, the 30s, 40s, and well into the 1950s. He was writing musicals, one a year at least, both for Broadway and also for Hollywood. And they were full of songs with those witty, neat, and elegant rhymes, as well as those lovely rhythms, the syncopation, and also those lovely lyrical melodies. That sounds so typical to us now of that style that was set in the 1930s. Well, we've got three more songs from the pen of Cole Porter coming up, and this set is going to be a little different. I know I've been saying how wonderful his lyrics are, and we will hear more of those a little later on. But the next three songs, we're going to hear just instrumental versions, because it's important to remember, of course, that Cole Porter was a composer too. Produced some wonderful melodies and also some very fine rhythm in his songs. So we'll hear a little bit of that coming up right now. We're going to go to 1954 for our next number, and that will be from Bobby Hackett and Friends. And I don't really know who his friends are on this one, I'm afraid. But there's quite a group in the studio, including a piano, guitar, French horns. And a harp, as well as other reeds. And he recorded in 1954 the number All Throughout the Night. And by the way, Bobby is playing the cornet on this one. Always a pleasure. And this number was written by Cole Porter for the musical Anything Goes, which, as I mentioned, opened on Broadway in 1934. Then we'll hear from the fabulous band of Artie Shaw and his new music. One of his earlier bands, the recording is dated 1937. So this could be his first or perhaps his second big band. I'm not quite sure which. There were so many. Anyway, it's not one of Cole Porter's most famous numbers. But it was written for the movie Rosalie, which was released in 1937. And the song is I've a Strange New Rhythm in My Heart. And as I mentioned, they won't be hearing lyrics on this set, but we will actually on this one, the Artie Shaw number, be hearing a brief scat vocal from Leo Watson. And then we'll go for our third number in the set to the year 1960, which was when Johnny Hodges recorded the fabulous Cole Porter number Night and Day. And we will hear, of course, the fabulous alto sax of Johnny Hodges on that one, along with some of his friends. And that number was written for the musical and film The Gay Divorcee, where it was sung by Fred Astaire. In fact, Cole Porter wrote the number for Fred Astaire. We'll hear an instrumental version, as I said, provided to us by Johnny Hodges and friends. But let's start with Bobby Hackett and All Through the Night. Thank you.
CHUO needs your money to keep our local and community-driven station on air. The funding drive runs from March 16th to April 1st and features a mix of fundraising and cool events. Check us out online at chuo.fm or follow us on Twitter at chuofm for more info.
You're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa, 89.1 FM on your dial. I'm Stephanie Robinson, and this morning we're celebrating the work of Cole Porter, one of the great songwriters of all time. Certainly very popular in the first part of the 20th century when he was creating his work, and he has maintained that popularity after his death by the immense number of lovely songs that he left us that are still being recorded today. We just heard three of his songs, just instrumental versions. Of course, he was a composer as well as a lyricist. And sometimes we concentrate a little more on the lyrics than perhaps we do on the music, but it's nice to hear the music by itself for a change as well. Bobby Hackett brought us All Through the Night. Artie Shaw brought us I've a Strange New Rhythm in My Heart. And Johnny Hodges just brought us Night and Day. And lovely songs from film and Broadway musical. Well, by the 1940s, Cole Porter's pace had started to slow a little, but he was still producing some very memorable items, and this continued well into the 1950s. Later on in his life, perhaps his songwriting output might have begun to wane a little bit, but he could certainly look back on an extraordinary legacy of songs and, of course, an extensive roll call of stage and film credits. Well, he had a genius that still delights us decades later, and that unique appeal endures till today, as do his songs. They're very well crafted. They can be interpreted and reinterpreted by a diverse range of performers, and they still sound fresh and delightful each time we hear them. We have three more songs for you just coming up, and we're going to hear from one of the great Broadway stars, Mary Martin, who appeared in so many musicals written by the great songwriters, including the musicals of Cole Porter. In 1938, she recorded a very famous Cole Porter number that was introduced in the Broadway show of that year, Leave It to Me. And the number is My Heart Belongs to Daddy. We'll go forward almost 20 years to 1956 to one of the later Cole Porter musicals. It was actually a film released in that year starring Bing Crosby, Grace Kelly, and Frank Sinatra, and it was called High Society. Well, it produced a lot of lovely songs, and one of the cutest is a duet performed by Bing Crosby and Frank Sinatra during a party, and I think the lyrics and the tone reflect that. You will hear when you listen to it. The song, of course, is Well Did You Ever, and fun lyrics and very, very fun performances by those two great stars. And we'll start the set out with a fairly rare recording by the composer himself, Cole Porter, of the title song to the musical Anything Goes. He provides the singing. He also, I imagine, is providing the piano. And I also imagine that he's ad-libbing a little bit as he goes along. Some of these Cole Porter numbers tended to have words added over the decades. And this was actually the year that this song was first introduced. So Cole Porter is providing yet more of his lyrical brilliance on this one. Anything Goes by Cole Porter.
Often rewound the clock since the Puritans got the shock when they landed on Plymouth Rock. If today any shock they should try to stem, instead of landing on Plymouth Rock, Plymouth Rock would land on them. In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking, but now God knows anything goes. Good authors too, who once knew better words, now only use four-letter words, writing prose. Anything goes. If driving fast cars you like, if low bars you like, if old hymns you like, if bare limbs you like, if Mae West you like, or me undressed you like, why nobody will oppose. When every night the set that's smart is intruding at nudist parties in studio, anything goes. When Mrs. Ned McLean, God bless her, can get Russian Reds to yes her, then I suppose anything goes. When Rockefeller still can hoard enough money to let Max Gordon produce his show, anything goes. The world has gone mad today, and good's bad today, and black's white today, and day's night today, and that gent today you gave a cent today once had several chateaus. When folks who still can ride in jitneys find out Vanderbilts and Whitneys lack baby clothes, anything goes. When Sam Goldwyn can with great conviction instruct Anna Sten in diction, then Anna shows anything goes. when you hear that Lady Mendel standing up. Now does a handspring landing up on her toes? Anything goes. Just think of those shocks you got, and those knocks you got, and those blues you got from those news you got, and those pains you got, if any brains you got from those little radios. So Mrs. R, with all her trimmings, can broadcast a bit from Simmons, 'cause Franklin knows anything goes.
I used to fall in love with all those boys who mar refined ladies, but now I tell each young gazelle to go to hell, I mean Hades, for since I come to care for such a sweet millionaire, while tearing off a game of golf, I may make a play for the caddy, but when I do, I don't follow through, 'cause my heart belongs to daddy. If I invite a boy some night to dine on my fine cinnamon patty, I just adore his asking for more, but my heart belongs to daddy. Yes, my heart belonged to daddy, so I simply couldn't be bad. Yes, my heart belonged to daddy, dad, 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 dad. So I want to warn you, laddie, though I think you're perfectly swell, that my heart belongs to daddy, 'cause my daddy reaps it so well.
Well, did you ever?
What a swell party this is.
And have you heard the story of a boy, a girl, unrequited love?
Sounds like pure soap opera.
I may cry.
Tune in tomorrow.
What a swell party this is.
What frails, what frocks.
What broads.
What furs, what rugs.
They're beautiful.
Why, I've never seen such gaiety.
Neither did I.
It's all just too exquis, really.
This French champagne.
Domestic.
So good for the rain. That's what I was gonna say.
You know, you're a brilliant fellow.
Thank you.
Break up, Jack. Please don't eat that glass, my friend. Have you heard about dear Blanche? Got run down by an avalanche.
No.
Don't worry, she's a game girl, you know. Got up and finished fourth.
This kid's got guts.
Having a nice time?
Grab a line. Have you heard that Mimsy Star?
Oh, what now?
She got pinched in the Astor Bar.
Sauced again, eh?
She was stoned.
Well, did you ever?
Never.
What a swell party this is.
It's great.
Oh, it's great.
It's grand.
So grand.
It's wonderland. La 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 la. We sing,
we sing
so rare,
so rare,
like old camembert, like ba-ba-rum.
Ba-ba-ba-bum.
Don't dig that kind of crooning, chum. Have you heard it's in the stars? Next July we collide with Mars. Well, did you ever? What a swell party, a swell party, a swell again, elegant party this is.
I drink to your health.
Let's drink to your wealth.
You're my bon ami.
Hey, that's French.
A liberty
fraternity. Have you heard it's in the stars? Next July we collide with Mars. Well, did you ever? What a swell party. Swell party.
Bing Crosby and Frank Sinatra with their duet, Well Did You Ever, from High Society. Mary Martin brought us My Heart Belongs to Daddy, and Cole Porter himself brought us the title song from Anything Goes. Well, this morning we've been celebrating the work of Cole Porter, one of the great songwriters and remembered as the epitome of style and sophistication amongst his fellows. And in particular was that gift for blending meter, rhyme, and melody. That was the style that he developed, and it was the style that he went on to define throughout his career. And we're going to end with another song from perhaps his most famous musical, Anything Goes. Sarah Vaughan will bring us a lovely number. It's De Lovely.
I feel a sudden urge to sing the kind of ditty that invokes the spring. So control your desire to curse while I crucify the verse. This verse I've started seems to me the tin pantithesis of melody. So to spare you all the pain, I'll skip the darn thing and sing the refrain. Me, 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 ray, 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 do.
Skies are clear, and if you want to go walking, dear, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's lovely. I understand. understand the reason why you're sentimental, 'cause so am I. It's delightful, it's delicious, it's too lovely. You can tell at a glance what a swell night this is for romance. You can hear dear Mother Nature murmuring low, let yourself go, so please be sweet, my chickadee. And when I kiss you, just say to me, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's deductible, it's delirious, it's dilemma, it's dilemma, it's deluxe, it's delovely.
That concludes this week's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Please stay with us now for In Transition with Randy McGilligott. 2 hours of great jazz coming up for this afternoon. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and thanks so much for joining me today on I've Heard That Song Before.